Yes, thank you, Wes.
Okay, whenever you guys are ready.
We're ready.
Okay.
Well, what we have is a situation whereby you have prophecies for this period of time. Nostradamus so far has not been incorrect. And very, very many things point to this time segment. But you have to understand that it's a little hard to be accurate with the predictions. And many, many things can impact all circumstances. You see, he projected that Saddam, I mean, even by naming the man, would be the one in the blue turban. Well, that is not so. He may wear a blue turban at some point, but that is not what is representative of the beast or the beast in the blue turban. The blue turban simply is representative of a flag, and you have that running around in the United Nations. So what has happened is you are expecting a man. What it is a thing. And the reason for New York is because that is the seat of the United Nations.
Okay, now, the prophecy also that was included in that and was explained a little bit by Romph and Mothra was that you're saying, what I'm understanding from you is a charismatic leader will take over the UN, and basically the UN will be in control of the world at that time. This will be the Antichrist. Now, supposedly he's going to be shot in the head and a woman will be taken, will take over, and then the riddle was that the woman would be the man and the man would be the woman. Can you explain that further?
No, I can't. I have ones writing on that right now, and I wouldn't even attempt to explain that because it isn't really relevant at this particular second or moment, and it would just be prediction.
Okay.
So I would rather not do that.
Is that a scenario, though? A possible scenario?
It's not accurate, no.
That is not accurate.
No.
Okay.
It's in the ballpark. It is not accurate.
You see,
you have to understand, Wes, that we, within the last just days, we've had a military SWAT team around this particular property, this very dwelling, set up by the RTC and the feds. And so everyone is very sensitive here, and we have so many monitors, and I cannot put my people in jeopardy by answering some of these questions as clearly as I would like.
So they're monitoring everything that we're saying?
Oh, yes. I mean, this has been going on for long, and I welcome that because this is also my opportunity to remind all of these surveillance people that I have control.
Well, I'm certainly glad of that, and I'd just like to add my two cents in there and say that, you know what, if you people would try to do some truth for a change and do something good, you know, think about all the people you're hurting before you end up doing all this. This is mindless and stupid.
Well, very many of our better workers come from those surveillance teams because they also die, you know, and their families die. And they had no idea any more than you would or any soldier thinking that he is protecting freedom and liberty. But these incredible martial SWAT teams are well-trained terrorists. And we just absolutely had enough people rally that they just did not dare create the kind of incident that was going to come off here.
Well, we got to salute them. Can you tell us any more about anything that Bush and his gang is planning or anything in the near future that is going to have a big effect on America or the world in general?
Well, you're going to have a situation where they're working on the fault lines again in California, for one thing, and you see that would create a big enough disaster to meet the needs.
Earthquake should be coming up pretty soon.
Well, you've already had one, an unlikely one in San Francisco, approximately, this is your Wednesday? I believe it was on Sunday.
Okay, that one wasn't much reported.
No, it was hardly reported at all, and it was squelched almost immediately. It was a small one, but the interesting part was that there was a massive blast and burst of light before it.
And where did that hit at?
Well, that was very near San Francisco, in that same area.
Was that American caused or Russian caused?
Well, I won't speculate on that, please.
Okay.
Then on the yesterday, you had two additional earthquakes in approximately the same area where the ones hit in the summer. And these were also relatively small, but they were preceded by basically what you're talking about. You see, these light bursts don't show as well in the daytime, depending on the intensity of the particulate, so that you get refraction and color. Just a bright light will be so rapid and so quick that ones will sense they saw something. But it will be over so rapidly that they won't be sure, because it comes accompanied by a massive blast. So you have a situation where they are working literally, physically, on the fault again.
Is this Bush's gang to help precede the emergency in the FN?
Well, it's all part of it. It's really all part of it. You have to understand that all of the ones, you see, the elite. What really is distressing to all of you is the fact that they all are working for the same plan, but they do have, they get at each other. You know, who would be the top banana? Who will get caught? Who will take the blame for some of these things that have gone wrong and caused the people to rise up and wake up? So it's a power play in many ways. You can see that they're also after the Queen of England. So there comes a point here where you're going to have to recognize that you're going to have some coming out of the Russian Empire, if you will, that basically will seem to be your enemy, because so many of your governmental people are their enemy. But let's face it, Wes, they are also your enemy. So I can't tell you more than that, except that you're going to find that those Christian Russians control an awful lot of power. And you're also going to find that the communist Russians already have control of your nation. You are socialistic. You see, their method of communism is not communistic in any sense of the word. It is totally socialistic, enforced through fascism. So you're dealing with the Gestapo, and that is now being presented to you in the form of nice, sweet, blue-helmeted United Nations forces.
Right. Okay, can we change gears again?
Please.
Okay. Was Muhammad a true holy man, or was he a false prophet?
No, he was not a false prophet. He came basically teaching Christ's teachings, goodness, godliness. Do unto others. He basically had a concept. He was a teacher. He was not a Christ. But he was a teacher. And he deserved a great deal of honor for that which he brought. And if you have read, they called his name Emmanuel, you will find that Jesus, the Christ, the one called Emmanuel, Isu Emmanuel, told the ones against him, these Jews against him, only they didn't call them Jews at that time. They were the Pharisees. And he said, there will be one who will come, and you will pay dearly for what you do here.
Right, I remember that. Yep.
And his name would be Muhammad, and it happened.
Yeah, in the book it says that there would be a false religion that would rise, but what he meant was that they falsified it after the true teachings?
Well, yes. You are being taught falsely now in all of the major Christian churches.
Right. Okay, so what happened to Muhammad? Does he work with you guys, or is he back in incarnation, or where do you have any idea where Muhammad is today?
Well, I have every idea where he is, but I'm not going to tell.
But is he in incarnation or no?
No, he is not.
How about Krishna?
Well, see, all of you are looking for the great teachers to be back, and I can set you at rest. If any of them are back and they are among you at any given time, they are not in physical form. This is specifically so that you will know when the master comes. There will be no doubt about it. All ones who would say, I am the Christ, you will know that if they are running around in physical form, doing physical things, they are false.
Okay.
It does not mean, however, that some of those ones are not exceptionally good teachers. Because, you see, what comes across is very often not what they are actually saying. You can take Maharishi or let's just use him as an example. He is a teacher, and he says, I am of God. Well, immediately all of the flappers start saying, well, he says he's God, and therefore. No, so are you. Only some have perceived and have more inner knowing about the spiritual aspect of their oneness with Creator. And this is something that all the natives will come back into first, because you've never really, even with all the problems of incarnation and the problems that hit the tribal people, you've never gotten so far from the balance, if you will, as have other inhabitants of your planet. You still hold to that basic knowledge of oneness with Great Spirit, and that you are a product of Mother.
Okay. Is Maitreya, now that was claimed to be the next Buddha, is that correct? And is he going to come back with Christ at some point?
Well, Maitreya is a projection which doesn't mean very much. Maitreya itself is a word much like Christ in that it is a state of, or recognizes a state of being. But it has become recognized as a person. And I know that there is projection that Maitreya is back, and he's in London, and he's here, and he's there. He is not.
Okay. Is he somebody that you also work with in your command, though? Or is it just, I know that, like, Christ is a title. Is Maitreya also a title? But is there somebody with that title with you?
Well, no.
Okay.
You see, I don't want to confuse you.
Right.
We have a spiritual aspect, and then I have a mission, if you follow me.
Okay.
Many of these magnificent teachers will also be coming back or already experiencing with you. Many of them have many qualifications as the great yogis would. Control over this physical aspect of man. But you will find different species of human in different locations experiencing on your planet. Let us take the Middle East or the Far East. You have an entirely different recognition of transference or incarnation or reincarnation. And at the time of great transitions and great cycle changes will come the great leaders. And this is where these ones fit. So I cannot deny them nor completely sanction them, because each will be filling a necessary role. And the role will not always be the same one.
Okay. But that helps. Now, I don't know. I hope this is a valid question. I hope that this is something that you don't mind answering. It's been said by several sources that John the Baptist was the reincarnation of Elijah, and that Sananda was all at one point the reincarnation of Elisha. Is this pretty close to being true?
Well, only in the sense that each aspect, each being growing into a higher oneness with God will basically have experienced all things. That's something that will come into your knowing at some point. And you will say, well, are you saying that I was Elisha? Yes, I am. Because you will not have finished your journey, son, until you have experienced all of those aspects and can become one in wholeness again with a great expression or thruster of manifestation. That is the thought of God.
Right.
So I realize this is something that is not easily comprehended.
Well, is that a valid valid thing from a physical standpoint, or is it more metaphorical?
Well, I can go back. I could go back and follow that lineage of experiencing aspect, because we see we have no time or space. Mm-hmm. You are experiencing in a perception of time and space, but basically you are simply moving in action in energy form in sequence of events. So it would be those lineages can be traced, and physically they're going to be more easily traced now that you ones can so easily identify DNA blueprints. You're going to find great lineages of great interest. You're going to find that, for instance, back from Akhenaten, that lineage goes directly to Tutankhamun, whatever you call him, King Tut.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to find that those have DNA, that ancestry is right there.
Uh-huh. Okay, what is the one more question. Christ's physical body, was that buried at Srinagar? At the temple there?
I'm having to check my own locations. It was taken back to the original area, and you see at the time that's not what it was called.
Oh, I see.
But I believe that we're talking about the same place.
There was a Muslim temple built over his original tomb, so there's two now. And there's the Muslim ones on top, and then the one that's supposed to be Jesus's physical body at that time when he left after the crucifixion and went to northern India and Kashmir. I just wanted to confirm if that was the actual tomb where he was laid to rest.
Yes, he was not buried in the Holy Land as you think of it.
Right.
As in Jerusalem.
So what does that make of the ascension then? Is that something completely different, or was that a physical reality, or how did that work?
That is something that all ones of you will be able to do. If you hang in there.
You actually leave your body or take it with you?
You either one that you wish to do.
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay, now let's see here. How about the process of creating your own reality? Is that valid, and how does that work?
That is the only way it works at all.
What's that?
That is absolutely all there is to it.
Okay.
That is it.
Okay.
You create your own reality, period.
That's spoken of, creating your own reality. That is truth.
That is truth.
Everybody creates their own reality.
Yes.
Through their thoughts and actions and attitudes.
Yes, and that's why, you see, you can change this play if you want to.
I see. So.
But you have massive thought form working against great changes, because man is brainwashed into not thinking at all and following a plan already laid forth, and you call it prophecy.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't have to do that.
Is there a certain process that you would use to do that in your condition, or is there a process that we can use in our condition that's easy to get into that mode where you can create your own reality, or do you recommend anything in that regard?
Well, that's all I do. That's all I do. I don't interfere with you. I have been known to make some adjustments, and I can certainly alter thought waves. You know, I can lose papers and things like that because people forget where they put them. I can delay time, you know, of sequence. I just expressed that, and so that everybody could see it just a few days ago.
Really?
I can cause a difference in your actions from one to another, but I don't interfere with what you do. It's all free will and all creation of your own expression. So everything has to be changed through awakening, or the perception and acceptance of the responsibility of your own power over a given situation. So if I set out to change your world, for instance, I would have to change your expression so that you would then go forth and change.
I see. I can kind of hear you calling me sometimes.
I hope so. I hope so. Just understand.
I can hear you saying, get on the ball there.
Well, usually that's what yes. Let's get with it, kids.
Is that what you're telling me? Because I start going, oh, I know what you want. And is that what you do?
Yes. Yes, ones want to hear some given language, just like you ask, when you're hearing very well.
Okay. To change gears one more time, I have to... Is something going to go on in Turkey here, something big here, in the not-so-distant future?
Well, very likely. You have a situation, now let's watch the unfolding again of things and events as prophesied. The big one being that once a war is begun in that Middle East area, you're going to get many ones involved. And when the Bear to the North comes marching down into Israel, into that area, that war will be pushed all the way down into Turkey.
Mm-hmm. So, and is Russia planning on attacking Israel at some point?
Well, they'd rather not. They don't have any wish, really, to attack Israel, but Israel's going to attack all that Arab nation there, and you are going to get into it and help. You're going to foot the bill. You already have stashed massive, massive war materials in Israel.
Right.
That's in addition to your $10 billion loan, in addition to your $3 to $5 billion a year you just hand them in cash. So you've got and especially now that Clinton is in, of all the new politicians elected to your Congress, the majority of them are Jewish.
I see.
Go look at their names.
Yeah, that's true.
So you've got a situation where Israel is basically controlling. It's a thought. It is a, you know, they call it Israel the homeland. But most of the ones controlling would never be caught dead in Israel. So you have to understand the difference.
Right.
It was to gain control of the United States. So when all of this war happens, it's going to involve that entire area. And then you will have the Mongolians that are now called Chinese, I guess, marching across also.
Okay, everybody.
So you're going to have, if this goes according to the plan for Armageddon, you're going to have a big mess.
So, is this going to happen in the not-so-distant future, would you say?
Well, since their plan is to have everything arranged in the world under total control and operable order by 2000, there are going to be some who are not going to willingly give up their sovereignty. This is exactly what happened with Saddam Hussein, and yet he's still playing in that whole elite quarter. But that's what happened. He was not going to give up his position to this new world order. And thus, Bush and his crew were going to prove to him that they could force him to do that.
I see.
To move this new world order along. Well, there are going to be other ones who are not going to sit still for it. You better hold your breath, because there are ones in your nation that think they will not hold still for it. And they'll come up in massive arms against this army, this United Nations force.
So people in America...
And you won't be able to stand.
So people in America will help fight against the tyranny that's going to come upon them, right?
Well, probably so.
And is that a good thing?
No, it isn't. Violence is never an answer, because you will not have the weaponry. You would be fighting basically with primitive weapons against the highest technology.
So what does a person do?
You get informed. And hopefully you manage to get informed soon enough to manage to hold that Constitution together. Or it will be war.
Okay, so Henry Gonzalez, he's pretty good, right?
Oh, he is extremely good.
Is there any others like him in Congress that are any good?
Not with his ability to speak out.
How about Bill Bradley? Is he a lost cause?
I don't see much happening with that one way or another.
Okay.
There are ones who do try.
I see.
And if there were enough to push it through, they would be effective, but they don't get enough support. And you see, the entire thrust now is to open up onto this Khazarian protocol list. You're going to get more and more homosexuals into the government and more homosexuals into the military. And what you are doing, you see, is causing great distraction. It's really just chaos time.
Now, is, let's see here, switch gears a little bit. What should a person do? What can a person do to, you know, you don't want to live in tyranny, and you feel a, the way I feel is like if you can't live freely, you don't have a life. So how can you not stand and fight? I realize violence is not good, but what do you do as a, you have to do something. What can you do?
I have to repeat, the very best that you can do is recognize your power of knowing.
Manifest.
Once you are educated, once you know what's going on, you gain power. You gain power because they cannot do anything to you then. You don't allow them to do anything to you. You see, these patriots, why they would get killed continually is that they get their guns and they try to do something. So this only gives the terrorists an opportunity to legitimately slay you. And there would seem to be very little to do.
So do you recommend to manifest strength that they cannot hurt you, to shield yourself?
That is all you've got to work with. It sounds really incredibly simple.
So,
and it can't work, but it can work.
Well, what's the best way to manifest? Is there a best way?
Well, the best way is to just pull on your own inner strength and proceed with your with what you're doing. You are informing people. And that is enough, Wes. You have to understand that that is enough.
Okay. Just let them know.
Just let them know. And you cannot even force them to accept it.
Yeah.
Lay it there and leave it be. The confirmations and the manifestations will come. And when enough are informed, you'll pull in the higher power, and that includes me.
Okay, so do you, like when you manifest, do you just like concentrate your energy and say, this is what I want?
You don't really work at it. You come into oneness. You hear me, you will hear me more and more and more because I work with you.
Okay, so that was...
There will be other teachers, but for now, when ones are coming into some enlightenment enough to function as a tool, which you have offered to do, offered to be. You have volunteered.
Right.
So don't let the adversary dissuade you from your path.
Okay.
That's the next thing that happens. Oh, I think I'm just imagining this. I'm not going to do that. I better not. This is just something in my head. Well, where else is there anything?
Correct.
So you have to get control of that adversarial power, reclaim it for yourself, and go about doing.
Okay, I was just, the reason why I asked that is because, like, I'll read metaphysical material, and they'll say, well, this is a way that you can use to manifest, and this is a way, and I think Rompa, well, we don't know if he's even teaching through J.D. Knight anymore, maybe he's not, and what they were teaching is that basically how to manifest through higher energy breathing techniques and things like that, and that's what I was wondering about, if you had to go through that process.
No, absolutely zero no. Let's look at reality and realism. If a tool helps you, then use it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like sage smoke that the Indians would use for purification,
mm-hmm.
or juniper or sweetgrass. It is the thought manifest that has the power, not the confounded smoke.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, we all go through this. The ritual of the dance. Does the dance have anything to do with it? No. It is the focus of energy that accompanies a given dance in the Indian tribe. This is the same thing with any kind of meditation. If you just begin, someone will say, well, hey, if you do this, I find it works. And if that tool works for you, that's fine, but it is not the tool itself. It is your focus.
I see.
And most ones feel they're helpless. I need a tool. I need a medicine for my sickness. And this is why the natives will say this is medicine. Because man perceives he needs something. And he needs it from a higher source because he feels inadequate.
But he really doesn't.
But he is totally adequate. And yet if the tool helps, It's like a talisman that you might wear around your neck. And every time you touch it, you focus energy. Has nothing to do with the gadget.
Okay. So I should be hearing you more often? Is that what I'm also hearing out of this?
Yes.
I focus and
yes.
want that.
Each time that you want that, you'll be getting creative ideas.
I see. I can see those coming already. Sometimes there's too many.
It's the universal language that you're talking about. That's what you're listening for.
Okay.
That communication, that...
Okay, last questions so we can wrap this up.
All right.
What is there a natural herb that can restore hair growth? I keep getting people asking me about that.
If there is, I wouldn't tell you. Why in the world would you want to restore something that's a bother?
Well...
That is something that is truly, simply physical, and you see, I really get a rate about this because I'm bald. Now, that's funny, Wes. Wes, are you there?
Yes, I am.
I don't have any hair.
Yeah, I remember you saying...
So, I think that if there were such a thing, why is man so confounded, wrapped up, in his physical expression that he cannot feel whole unless he's got hair or he doesn't have hair or it curls or it's red or it's gray.
I think it's just what you said.
You have to come to peace within self.
Okay.
And hair isn't it.
Okay, I understand that now. Okay, now, what is phycotine? They were saying that might actually... be something that might slow the aging process and be a very good nutrient for you? I don't know. I've never heard of this before. I just came on it and I thought I'd ask you about it.
I don't recognize it either. You'd have to re-pronounce it for me or just re-say it.
It's spelled P-H-Y-C-O-T-E-N-E. Like phycotine.
I don't know. It's not familiar to me.
Okay. Maybe we can find out about that one?
Yes, we can look into that too.
Okay. I think that's about it, unless you have something for me.
I don't have anything.
Okay, and I really appreciate the time you spend in EJ and Dharma and the whole...
Well, I certainly welcome it. It's always refreshing an experience.
We're going to keep doing these and, keep doing them every couple of weeks, okay?
I do want you to know, Wes, that you are growing. You are truly growing. You're getting there. Don't be concerned.
Well, I'm trying to.
And I understand the need to touch like this. There is one who does understand, and he's only partial Indian. He is now coming through some of the writings. I honor him because he has great understanding. And we honor him as Michael Silverhawk. Now I believe that he has settled again in Arizona.
Uh-huh.
But this is one that I think that you would very greatly enjoy sharing a relationship in correspondence or visiting.
Michael
Silverhawk.
Okay, maybe we can get his address.
Yes.
Okay.
We can do that.
That sounds really good. Okay, we'll do this again whenever, everybody can do it.
Well, the thing is that when you come into understanding, if you can come into understanding of it all, through the eyes of the Aboriginal truth. And it means that you've got to go back into your past times and experiences to really connect those experiences.
Right.
And you're going to find that integrated gives great, great understanding. And Phil shares with us, and he has great understanding.
It sounds real marvelous. We just need more people like that. Down here. Make your job easier.
Yes, it will. And there are great numbers now coming to here.
Well, I'm glad. And I heard from somebody in Reno, Nevada, that they got our last tape and they were pretty enthused. And I just hope that this can have some effect on some people.
Well, you see, if you can just touch one, you can touch them all.
Well, that's, of course, it's just a long process of trying to realize that you just have it.
Yes.
Go out there all over the place looking for it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Bye, Wes.
Okay, EJ. Thank you, Hatan and Dharma.
Good day and blessings, son.
Blessings to you.
Salute.